Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Yeah, hello and welcome to It's the Trend of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Zeit. 6 o'clock TV. Okay, that's the only part I know. I'm being honest with you. Thank you to Johnny Davis for that REM inspired title for today's installment. I'm joined by a special guest today, Blair Saki. Hi, Blair.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Blair back in the studio.
Wow. How you been?
I've been so good.
What are you jotting down on that notepad?
Just a few hearts, a few squares, and a few triangles.
I love it. I'm so glad you were prepared to dive into these trends today. First off, just want to point out, rest in peace to Terry Jones from Monty Python. He passed away at the age of 77. He was suffering from dementia and, you know, passed away. Tragic way to go. But also, if you ever watch Monty Python, I mean, my God, I think he directed Life of Brian, I want to say.
Rest in peace, buddy. You lived a good chunk.
Big Monty Python fan?
Yeah.
Were you?
No.
Okay. That's good. You're honest, though.
Right.
You know? And that's just, you know, some
But
quick
I respect
news.
The institution.
Thank you.
Yeah, and
you're an institutionalist.
People.
Yeah. Also, a thing trending right now, especially in LA, is earthquake, because last night there was a 3.6 magnitude quake.
Did you feel
that
it?
That hit Granada Hills. I felt it.
Yep. I was asleep.
I was in the process of falling asleep.
Right.
And then, I don't know, like, it was weird. Like, my dog didn't even react to it, which was odd.
What does your dog usually do during an earthquake?
There haven't been many where I've had dogs when, like, my other dogs as kids, when the earthquakes seemed to happen more or more intensely in, like, the 90s and early 2000s,
right,
would, like, bark, like, 2 seconds before.
Oh, cool.
And then, like, go wild. But I think my dog was asleep. And it was one of those ones, it's not like the wobbly side-to-side ones. I think as Darcy Carden said on her tweet, it said, it felt like someone kicked my house.
Oh, whoa.
Because it was just like a boom.
Oh, wow.
And then
wow.
Like a little,
God,
little bit
I didn't
of wobble.
Feel it at all. I felt some big ones in my day, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, 3.6 is not tiny, but I think when depending on how far you are from the epicenter, it could have felt any number of ways. And then, okay, so there's this other thing trending. Hudgens and Kuzma.
Now, I know who these people are independent of each other, obviously as a Laker fan and just big Zac Efron stan. I know about Vanessa Hudgens.
Right.
But it seems like they were caught, okay, eating dinner together in Brooklyn. And I don't know what to make with this.
Yeah, we got a lot of plates in the air with this story, folks. Okay, so Vanessa Hudgens and Austin Butler famously dated for 9 years. Now, Austin Butler is quickly on the rise with a pretty decent part in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and now slated to play the lead as Elvis in the new biopic about Elvis.
Oh, wow.
Austin really on the rise. A 9-year relationship, that's an incredible length of time for a Hollywood couple. And, you know, Vanessa, she's pumping out those Netflix Christmas movies at a rapid rate. So, but Kyle Kuzma, famously born in 1995, an inappropriate amount of time to be so young. And so how they got together, I don't know. But, you know, he probably followed her on Instagram and then saw the news.
How it all works. Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're at dinner in Brooklyn.
Or the thing they do is, like, they use their agents and managers to get to each other. It's like, hey, I don't know. Like, Kyle Kuzma is trying to say what's up to you.
Oh, I love that. If more people could do that with me, please, you can find my reps
on your
info on my website and IMDb.
Okay, so that's also, for anyone interested in dating, another avenue to reach out to you.
Yeah, I mean, there are my DMs, but it would feel cool if you just go through
my reps. Feels more formal, yeah.
Yeah.
Submit a headshot, resume.
Right.
We'll go from there.
Thank you.
Were you torn up about Hudgens and Austin splitting up?
I was. I am famously invested in couples that I don't know. I like to root for love, and so I am impacted when people break up. I always thought 9 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, because we all remember she's a serial monog because she's not that old, and she had a long term with Zac Efron before this.
Serial monog with Zac Efron, long T. I mean, it all makes sense.
Yeah, but I have a feeling they're going to get back together. Just a hunch, but I don't know the damage that was done.
Oh, do you think it's one of those things where it's like impulsive, like, fine, then yeah, maybe we should take a break. And she's like, I'm with Kyle Kuzma. And he's like, let's get back together.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, two really ends of the spectrum because, you know, Austin Butler is like an artist man in tight pants. And then she's going for, you know, an LA Laker.
Yeah.
So she really wanted to show him what was up, I feel.
Oh. I mean, I think, wasn't Kuzma like linked to Kendall Jenner at some point? Everybody's linked to Kendall Jenner at some point.
Yeah, no, but who's the guy on the Cavaliers that she goes back and forth with?
Kendall Jenner?
Kendall Jenner, yeah. She's had like an on and off Cavaliers boyfriend for a long time.
Oh, you mean Jordan Clarkson?
No, it's Ben Simmons.
He plays for the Sixers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was confused there, right?
That's the mistake we were looking for.
Yeah. Well, you know, good luck to those two. Maybe it's love, maybe Vanessa, maybe it's like the makings of a rom-com.
What do you think about them?
I don't care. I don't know enough about either to have an opinion on what they're like as partners, but I feel like if they were... I mean, clearly being in a 9-year relationship and that ending, that's usually, you don't do that like on a whim.
It's
probably like, who knows if it was one of those things like the love died in year 7.
Right. God, I don't know. 7-year itch, it's hard to say. Who could say? I've never met these people in my life.
Yeah. But hey, I mean, I always like to see people in love too. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm also root for love.
Mm-hmm.
That's why my favorite show is 90 Day Fiancé, where people are famously not in love.
Right.
Okay, Gritty is also trending because Gritty is the mascot of the Philadelphia Flyers. And I was like, why is Gritty trending? And it turns out that he's being investigated by police. I thought this was a fucking like... meme joke news headline.
Right.
But Gritty the mascot is under police investigation following a physical assault allegation. So apparently he was being accused of shoving a 13-year-old boy during a meet and greet. The Flyers said, we have found nothing to indicate that this has happened.
It's so funny if this is true. By the way, I just learned who Gritty is in real time. But I love that, like, the mascot, he's in a costume. And, you know, certain people probably have the thought, I'd love to just deck this person. But, you know, they don't do it. But this guy was like, "Hwah!"
Right. No, it's, I don't know. It's, the whole thing is like, okay, so the parent company, Comcast Spectator, who owns the team, they're like, there's no video. After looking at it, we don't know what's going on. The The guy who is bringing this lawsuit, though, the father, he's a season ticket holder, and he claims that Gritty actually punched him in the back.
Wow. It
wasn't even a shove.
Dang.
So they're saying shove. They're saying he punched him in his back.
With his, like, comic-sized fist.
Yeah, and his big googly eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
There's something so funny about, like, and I know it's a trope in movies, but about, like, a person in a costume losing their shit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's a... It can happen. You know
I wonder
what I mean?
If the NHL is going to pay up or what.
Well, apparently there was a letter sent to the VP of management from the Philadelphia Flyers, and like part of the letter said, "It is unfortunate that you and your son had a bad experience at our Gritty photo event. Therefore, we are offering an opportunity to discuss a creative way to restore your son's love of the Philadelphia Flyers."
What is that? What is that vague ass?
That is
ominous
so
ass
vague
shit I've ever
and vague.
Heard.
I have no clue
wow.
what they're going on about. But yeah, I don't. I'm hoping he really didn't punch.
Were
him
you
back.
A previous fan of Gritty?
I mean, I thought the meme was funny when it just became like, "What is this kooky mascot?" That
I never
just come
saw
out?
The meme.
People just liked it on the internet just because of how like absurd it was
right.
as a mascot.
Yeah.
And now apparently he's kind of a wild dude,
right?
Or whoever this person may be underneath.
Wow.
There. And finally, hashtag Free Britney
oh,
is
God.
Trending.
Is she okay, Miles? I follow her on Instagram, and it's really heart wrenching.
Yeah, it is.
Do you follow her?
No, I don't, because after like talking to Barbara Gray and the podcast she was doing about Britney's Instagram and like seeing how dark that world is, I was just like, oh no, this is like a bizarre
I couldn't,
true crime
like,
thing.
I know Barbara and I couldn't listen, and I'm like glad they did that or whatever to raise awareness, but I couldn't listen to the podcast because it made me too sad. Like I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, when you think about like all the people around Britney who are just, I don't know. I mean, based on what we've seen, it sounds like she has no autonomy and no agency.
Well, not, and also, even aside from that horrific situation, just watching her on there, it's like there's
yeah.
no one inside.
Yeah.
And like, she's such an icon and so beloved and has like done so much for like the world with all her music and given so much. It just makes me sad, so
yeah.
sad to see her.
It's actually trending all over the world right now, as you know, as tends to happen with someone with worldwide appeal.
Her videos, what it feels like, it feels like watching a 6-year-old child. I'm not exaggerating. It's
what do you mean?
Like,
oh, her Instagram
the way
videos?
She talks and what she talks about and like her voice, everything about her is like has this extreme childlike thing that is deeply unsettling.
Right. Yeah, well, today, the reason it's trending is because today she is actually in court to figure out if she is going to have to still be under this legal conservatorship that she's been under for like 12 years now.
Yeah.
And that's sort of why she's not able to make her own business decisions. Everything is going through, I believe, like one of her old managers and her dad or something. Listen to the podcast that Barbara Gray does. What's her co-host name?
Tess Barker.
And Tess Barker, yeah. Because that is just, it's a really, really eye-opening look into like what that whole can of worms is
That's
like.
That's so terrifying. I'm so sorry for her.
So hey, you know, hopefully she'll get out of there and
we love you, Brittany.
Yeah, free her, huh?
Free her.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us today. Check in tomorrow, and we'll talk more about what's going on out there in the world. All right, take care. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.